innocence and security.
Okay, we're now in the fourth and final parak.
Why don't we move the shul just for a couple?
In Hilchos Temura and in the Book of Korbanos, which will take us 2 to 3 days, God willing, to finish. We're going to eventually get to the third and final mitzvah that is in the mitzvah of Temura, that the Rambam says, Shelo Yishana Kadosh Mikdusha. Oh, Mikdusha, I'm sorry, you don't change Kachim from one Kedusha to another Kedusha. I'm sorry.
You're back in your Parsha clause.
Come on.
Patience, Rabbi. There it is.
Okay. To change one Kedusha to another Kedusha. Okay. But we're not going to start with that right away. So now we're going to go to want to know the laws of the children of Kachim and the children of Temura. What's their status? We're slowly going to build into what's going on. We talked about Temura, but what about the children of a Temura? You did a Temura on a Shlomim, and now that Temura, before you brought his animal, got pregnant and had a kid. So what's the status of the kid? Or what's the status regular for Shlomim? You made an animal of Shlomim, the kids. So we're going to go from the simplest laws to the more complex laws.
The animal wasn't expected, but got pregnant after you made it?
Well, it has to be expected to have a baby.
No, but it could be had afterwards. Yes. But afterwards. We're going to see, not always doesn't matter. We'll see there's different cases
over
there.
I don't mess with you.
Ketzad din valdos hakachim. What's the law of the children of animals that you make kachim? So very simple rule to begin with. Vlad shlomim, you made an animal a shlomim, and now it got pregnant, and it gave birth to a child before you brought the animals a shlomim. Vlad shlomim and vlad tmura shlomim. Or let's say you took an animal, it was the tmura of a shlomim, and now the tmura got pregnant as a kid. Hare elu kashlomim. They have the exact status of a shlomim. It's not going to be the same with all korbanos. Every korban is going to be treated differently.
Does shlomim have to be male or female? Does it not matter.
We're going to get that. I don't believe the kachim makes a difference. We'll see other ones do.
But the shlomim doesn't
make a difference. We'll talk about what it does.
A grammatical thing there?
What's the matter?
Right at the beginning there, isn't ketzad usually mean what is the case? So why wouldn't they use the word mahadim?
No, and what's Kate? What's the... I don't know. What? A lot of times it is what in Talmudic parlance it's what Kate said. It's like, you know, what's the law? That's how they say what's the law of the din of Vlad's Kachim. So now first category Vlad Shlomim, Shlomim Shlomim, and Vlad Tmura Shlomim, Harel Kashlomim. They're like Shlomim, and not just, you know, partially, but the Haim Asmam Kashlomim, and they're essentially like Shlomim in every way. Meaning to say, it could be like you could have said they're like Shlomim, but not like Shlomim. What does it mean? Like Shlomim, you have to wait, redeem them, and use the money and buy a Shlomim with them. That could also be it's like Shlomim. If we said that the children or of the Shlomim or of the Tmura Shlomim were like Shlomim, we could interpret that to say, wait till they have a blemish, sell them with the money by Shlomim. That's like Shlomim. Right, so therefore the Ramas go, no, v'heim atzvon kashlomim. They're essentially Shlomim. It's mamash Shlomim. And you bring it on the Mizbeach, you do everything you do with a Shlomim, you do with this animal. L'chol davar, for everything. That means they have to do smicha on it, you do the libations, you do the waving of the chaz of a shulk. Completely, 100%, a child of a shlomim or the child of a true shlomim is exactly like a shlomim, which is not going to be the case in all cases of children and tumuras of different types of korbanos, as we shall see.
Would it matter if it was conceived before he was...
Now, I don't think it'll make a difference. Because if you said when it was pregnant, for shlomim, it's not going to make a difference.
It's not going
to make any difference for a shlomim, at least. It will not make a difference. There's no reason to make a difference. If it was pregnant beforehand, everything of this animal is shlomim. Everything about this animal is shlomim. And even if it comes, gets pregnant afterwards, it's all shlomim. That's by shlomim. This is all derived from sukkim. It says, the es zevach ha-shlomim. korbano im min bakar hu mikrev im zachar im the keva. The pasuk says shlomim to be zachar in a keva. So why it says zachar im the keva? So zachar includes a vlad. That extra reading they include. So from Sukkim we know all these halachas. Okay, so that's number one. Well, but there's one sort of like a shlomim. What about the korban toda? Korban Toda, right, he said, is like a shlomim in many ways, but what's the uniqueness of the shlomim? The 40 breads.
40 breads.
Right? The Thanksgiving offering. So now, vechein, similarly, but not 100%, vlad ha-toda, the child of a toda, uvlad tmura, or you made a tmura on the toda, and it has a kid, harei li'yikru v'toda, they're brought, the animals brought like a toda, Elashenim tunim lechem, but they don't require any breads. How do we know this? She'em mivim lechem. The only time you bring breads with a toda, elim ha-toda asa, with the actual original toda, but not derivatives of the toda, such as children or a tmura child. She'nemar al zevach ha-toda. You bring breads with the zevach ha-toda. What's the thought? Toda, just so you could say Zevach Toda. What's the ha? Huh? A love? The lo al vlada, not on this child. The lo al tmurah, so not even on the tmura. And it goes without saying, the child of the tmura
does.
So even the tmura does. So
even the
tmura does. So Toda, which is the closest resembling a shlomim, it is a shlomim to a certain degree, but it's got that minor, if you want to say, exclusion, that the breads don't go along with it. But everything else that goes to the Torah, it's like a shlomim. Kamoshbaran, as we explained, and as you know, as we've said, shlomim and Torahs can both be either zachar or an akeva.
Right.
So there's never going to be a problem with the vlad or the tmura, because whatever you have. So if you had obviously you can only have a female having kids, right? But all females can be shlomim, and all females can be todas. So all these halachas can come into play, right? Which we'll see a little bit later is not going to work with every other type of animal. So shlomim is like basically the easiest animal to deal with, because females are included in an original shlomim and an original todas. There isn't any decrease, so to speak, of the actual initial kedusha.
So should you sacrifice the baby as soon as possible? It's like it's sitting around.
But you can't do a mother and a baby.
No, as soon as possible.
Yeah. So 8 days.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter. You should always bring any korban as soon as you can. Why are you making a point of it now?
Because maybe you want to fatten it up so it's a bit more...
Well, you've got options. So you can do as what you wish. As long as it's 8 days, that's the earliest. You want to fatten it up, you can leave it for a while. There's a problem of Baal Ta'achar, but that's, you don't get Baal Ta'achar. It's not exactly so respectable to give an 8-day lamb. Right?
That's the question.
So you could. There's nothing wrong with keeping it for a while. We know that by a Bechor. The Jew who gets a Bechor, he wastily fattens it up and gives it to the Korban, to the Kohen.
You can't work it.
So, yeah. Oh. But that's clear. There has to be a reasonable amount of time for that. Now, this rule does have a limitation. By Medrar, when do we say that the children are like the mother in terms of the Shlomim and the Toda, pretty much, and the Tmura, pretty much? Bivlatus Asim, with the first generation children.
No einikos.
The children, they Shlomim, you made it a Shlomim, it had a baby, okay? Baby's got the same law as the mommy. But that's as far as it goes. What about Avovalde Vlatus, grandchildren? The baby now has a baby.
Grandkids, I guess.
The grandsheep. Okay, the grandkids. Huh?
That's your man?
Oh, goats. Okay, sir. I didn't get it. Okay, anyway, I'm a little slow. Okay, yeah, unfortunately. Okay, anyway, so the grandkids ain't a craving are not brought. Rather, the machlokes, what you do with it in the achronim, is it that you let them graze till they get a blemish? You'll see in a minute why. Or do we put them in a little house and you lock it and they die from starvation? One thing's for you ain't going to benefit much from this. There's a reason for this, as you shall see. But those you don't bring at all. Why? Shemitok Maisa, from what we see he's doing, why isn't he bringing them? Okay, we want, like you said, okay, the children, let it fatten up. Okay, 3-4 months, you want to make a nice zaftika sheep, beautiful. But if you're waiting till it has kids, that means you've waited long enough that it can have kids. Yeah. And then the gestation periods for a behemoth duck is 5 more months. That means you've probably been waiting way over a year to bring this. Not Baal Da'achar isn't the main problem over here. But why would a guy want to do this? Think about this for a minute. You have a very interesting idea over here. Let's say you're a Jew who's very thrifty. Okay, now, bringing korbanos is a little bit of an expensive proposition. And over the course of a lifetime, you're going to have to bring many korbanos, right? So the guy could say, I'm smart. I'm going to take this animal and have a kid. Guess what? Says the shlomim. I'm going to let this one have kids. And this one has, I'm going to have flocks of shlomim. Now, what do you gain by having flocks of shlomim? You never end up having to give anything of your own, so to speak, to the base of Mingdash, on top of the fact that you're delaying it. In other words, you're delaying it so that you could save money from giving the base of Mingdash. And besides that, all kinds of problems can happen. If you're leaving him for a while, you know, you'll forget it was Kutchim. You know, if, you know, it's going to be hard to remember that this is the flock of Kutchim, this is not the flock of Kutchim. Can you imagine if every Jew started doing this? It's going to be a run on the market of Kutchim, and the price of Kutchim go right through the roof. Right? When's a bad economy? When everybody's saving and nobody's spending, right? Mm-hmm. That's a bad economy. So bad economy for korbanos. So everyone's just... because no one's bringing any. No one's going to bring any more animals. They're going to keep all the animals for their farming. And then they're hoarding them, so it's not going to be good. So we punish them. Don't you dare think you're going to get away with this. This a grandkid? Kill it! Or you gotta wait to get someone. You're not gonna bring it as a Corbin. The kid? Okay. The kid, what can you do? It, you know, it's reasonable to assume you may have to wait a half a year until you could bring it out. You live in Svat. I understand. You can't come all the time. But if you waited that long that this grandkids are ready, then you're clearly trying to have a flock of these, and we don't want that to happen. That's what he's saying. Shemitoch Maisa, from the actions, that the fact that a grandkid is born, Nikar, it is recognizable. Shumasha, some he's delaying them in order legato behemadorim adorim to raise flocks, and more than that, when you wait a long time, they're also very much fattened. Because remember, why would they want to do this and not with an ola? Because an ola, you don't get to eat it anyway. So now I figure, you know what? I'm going to raise these flocks 2-3 years. I'm going to have mamish soft animals. I'm going to have a lot to eat as well. And now he's also transgressed Baal Ta'achar. You see, he's delaying it so he can fresh a better meal. But that's by shlomim, because the owner can eat the shlomim. That's why he would do this. This is not going to happen more often when it's an ola. It seems the primary issue is you want to benefit from fatter animals. And you're delaying and bringing the korban, which would not be the case in other things. Lafikach kind of, therefore, we penalize him. The lo yakim, you can't bring them at all. So what did you gain by doing it? Okay, so this is a child of a shlomim, the child of a tmura of a shlomim. Okay, next. We move on now to a chattis. Chattis, you remember, there's 5 cases of halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai by chattis that we kill the animal. We've had, remember, the owner dies before he brings the korban chattis, and we do it. There were 5 cases. Here's one of them. Vlad ha-chattis. If the korban chattis, after you designate as a chattis, it had a baby, yamus, it is killed. Remember, you put it in the door, in the closed enclosure, and it starves to death. Okay? Ve'ein sarach lomer, goes without saying, Vlad Tmuras. If you did a Tmura on a chattis, because already you know, a Tmura of a chattis also is Chayiv Misa. So not only that, but the kid of the Tmura is for sure Chayiv Misa. So there's no such thing as bringing kids or the Tmuras or the Vlads of the Tmuras. It's a Lach L'Mosh Mi-Sinai, nothing to discuss, and they're dead. Finished. So that one's out of the game. But while we're on the topic of a chattis that does get killed, but how about a specific case where perhaps it's not going to happen? What is that? Hashoichet is a chattis. Let's say you shechted the korban chattis, and let's say it was a female goat. Si'ira. Okay? So, as opposed to a kivsa, a sheep. Because we know a si'ira is capable to give birth to a child in its first year. And you have to bring these animals in the first year. A keves or a si'ir. A keves, A sheep cannot give birth in the first year to a kid. So a seira could. It's, it doesn't matter.
And which can and which can?
The goat can. The female goat can give. The sheep can. So we're talking about a female goat that's brought as a korban chatas.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. Let's say you waited till it was 11 months, let's say, and you shechted the seira, the female goat, as a korban chatas. Everything's 100% kosher. As they open up the animal, guess what they find? Umatzaba ben arba chai. You find a four-month-old fetus inside the female goat, and it's alive. Okay? Now, since we're speaking about a behema daka only has a five-month gestation period, so it's possible it didn't go full term. So it's considered part of the mother. That's 4 months as opposed to 5 months in the mother's stomach. Big difference. Okay? So it's 4 months, so it's not fully developed. It really can't live totally on its own. So therefore it's considered like a body part of the mother. It's like an extension of the mother.
Yeah.
So therefore, hare zu necheles, you can eat that animal without any shkita. It has a din of a ben pakua, if you recall.
Yeah, yeah.
Once you shech the mother, anything inside the animal can't be eaten.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is a chatas. Now remember, it's only the kohanim can eat the chatas here. So the kohanim eat certain parts of the chatas. So now when you open it up and you find a four-month-old baby chatas, as it were, that's considered just like a few more arms and legs of the chatas, which is part of what the kohanim are allowed to eat.
You have to kill it somehow, right?
Well, durabonin. I mean, you got to kill it. You can't eat it alive.
Yeah,
I wouldn't do that. And the Rabbanan, you probably have to shecht it again. But the mice, it's considered it's been slaughtered already, yeah, biblically, for sure.
If you mess and up it, on the windpipe
and
or whatever.
Yeah,
it's okay.
it's considered for sure you could eat it.
Yeah.
There's rabbinic things we throw in there. But
yeah,
basically, you could eat it. Just like Kibzar Chatas. Why? Because the rule is, Shevalde Kachim, a fetus of kachim, bimei imam, that's inside the mother's stomach, heim kedoshim, they're holy, but not at their birth, so to speak.
Right.
Because now, if it's going to be a chatas at its birth, halacha l'moshe mesinai is you kill it. Right? So that's going to be a problem. Since it's not fully developed, it's just like an appendage to the chatas, which is permitted. The commentary said, but if it would have been 5 months alive in the mother's stomach, that means it really could be alive completely on its own. So then it's the status of a birth, even though it was not birth, and it's called a vlad chatas, and the halacha is it has to die. Okay? And so interesting, the commentary is that since the Rambam is bringing this din next to the law of vlad chatas, it appears we're speaking where you're makdish the animal and afterwards as a chatas, and afterwards it got pregnant. But if it first was pregnant and afterwards you were makdish it, that doesn't get killed over there, because then it was, the whole thing was holy. Okay, that gets a more complicated issue. We're not going to go any further than what the commentary says, but it's a big difference. If the mother was pregnant already, then that animal was already kodesh lechatchila. It didn't grow into the kedusha. So we're speaking here of the case where it got pregnant afterwards, and as long as it's not fully developed inside and it's alive, it's considered as a part of the mother, and you could eat it. Okay, moving on now. So we've done shlamim, we've done chatas. Let's move now on to an osham. Now remember, just like we said, by a trumas chatas, you kill the tmura. There's also halacha that a tmuras osham, you don't kill the osham, but it cannot be brought as a korban. It's kodesh, cannot be brought as a korban. You wait for it to get a mum, you redeem it. That's the law of the osham. And then you spend the money not on the guy's asham.
No.
Cannot bring his own asham by an asham, because it's sort of like a chatas. Asham's like one step down from a chatas.
Right.
The chatas, you got to bring the chatas. If you're not bringing the chatas, you can't bring the kid as a chatas. Halacha l'moshe mesinai, out. The asham, which borders on a chatas, because it's sort of a sin offering, but it's just a different form, is the asham. So the child of that, the tmura of the asham, cannot be brought as an, but it has a kedusha. So since it has a kedusha, you wait for it to get a blemish, but you don't bring an asham from that. The halacha is that you buy an olas nadava, a public olas nadava is used with that money. That's the law with a regular tmuras asham. So now we're talking about the Vlad, the child of a Tmuras Asham. So Vlad Tmuras Asham. Now we're going to take it a step further. Uvlad Vlado and the grandchild, Asol from great 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 grandchildren.
Raise them all.
There's no reason to kill them now,
right?
Because your Jew isn't going to get to eat it. It just goes to the Kohen.
It's an Ola offering.
It's right. I'm sorry. It's an Ola offering.
Yeah.
So you can't eat it anyway. So there'll be no reason for you to keep it there. So then all of them, no different than the mother, Yiru Achiyipo Babahum, wait until they develop a blemish. The Yimachra, and you sell them. The Yiplu Demeim Ledavah, and the money falls as public offerings as an Ola Snedavah. Okay. However, there's a few exceptions over here. Now, what if the Imyolda Zohar, what if it gave birth to a Zohar? Now remember, the Asham can only be a Zohar. The Asham can only be a Zohar. So the Imyolda Zohar, what if it gave birth to a Zohar? Now it's going to be a difference, because you know there's certain concerns the rabbis had. If you have a baby, you know, we kind of treat it a little different, because we don't want you to, by mistake, use the baby instead of the Asham. We don't want you to use it, so we're going to make certain xeros to keep you far away from bringing this animal at all. Because any way of bringing this animal, you may just jump in there and bring it as the Yashim, which we don't want you to do at all. So therefore, when the oldest are, so let's say gave birth, now if you gave birth a female, there's never a problem. You're never going to bring the female as an usher, because you can't bring as an usher. So there's nothing to be concerned about. But now, the Miyolda, so this is, so what do we say? You sell it, but that's if the baby was born before you brought another Asham. What happens now if you did a Tmura on the Asham? Well, the Tmura on the Asham, you might want, especially the Vlad Tmura on the Asham, you might want to bring that as the animal. So no, you got to bring the original Asham as the Korban, so you're not going to bring a different animal in its place. So what if it gave birth, the Tmura gave birth to a Zohar after you brought the Asham?
The original
Asham. So now there's no concern that you might use the Tmura of the Vlad as the Asham. Since there's no concern, HaVlad as you go, then you can take that Vlad itself and bring it as an Ola. Why don't we do it if the animal's born before you brought the Asham? Because you might just bring that animal straight as an Asham. So we don't want you to do that. And, well, I'm only going to bring an Ola. Well, once you bring an Ola, people are going to not make a difference. I make an Ola, I bring an Asham. No, you got to wait till it's a mum and then sell the money and then you buy an Ola. So now we restrict it if it could possibly make a mistake and bring that. But if you already brought the Asham and then the baby boy is born, there's no concern you're going to bring it as an Asham, and therefore you could just bring it straight as an Ola, as is the halacha for a Tmuras Asham you bring as an Ola Snadava, and the baby of a Tmuras Asham you bring as an Ola Snadava. Now, what if we did a little bit different over here? What if he frish nikkeva lashmasa?
What
if
you
originally took a female as an asham? You can't do that. Well, you could. Well, the only thing you can do is you could sell it,
yeah,
and then use the money to buy a male asham.
Right.
That's about all you could do, right? So you separate a female for an asham, the yolda, and now it gave birth.
You don't have to get a
move. Okay. So now,
it
gave birth.
Thank you, yes.
So what's the halacha? Now, obviously, the mother could not have been brought as the Asham. Anything that's going to come out of her is like her.
Yeah,
so it can't be brought as
even
an Asham. Right, because it's coming from the mother.
Yeah,
so if you did that, the Yolda, regardless what it was, Yolda, Tira, it has to graze. The mother, Ubna, and her child, until they get a blemish, the yimachra, and then you sell them, the avi bidnei shneim, and with the money of both of them, you bring an asham, Even though, right, because there is still a little bit of kedusha there, I was the wrong one, it doesn't matter, but still there was a certain degree of kedusha that's there. Okay, and there we can bring Vinkfar Hikriv Ashamo. And what if you already brought another Asham for these Ashams? Then the only solution is Yiplu Demeim L'Nedava. You let the money, you let them become blemished, and you buy them, take the money, and you buy a Nedava with them. Tomorrow we're going to do the Korban Ola and its Smura, and then the Korban Pesach.